from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Woody, one thing about it, I hope you're ready to get a serious college football fix up there, because you're going to hear it all, man. Right?
We got FSU's coming later today, so they'll be here. We'll talk to Coach Norvell and see what's what with that team.
How many years he been there now?
Jordan Travis.
How many years? What's he been, 4 years
I don't
now?
Know off the top of my head.
Five?
Chuck, but
what a job he's done. Jesus.
You were talking about Travis earlier, and you know it's just interesting. That was basically the reason they were kept out of the college football playoff.
All right. He's healthy. There's not even a question. If Jordan Travis is healthy, but you get down to your third guy, and listen, they're salty, and it gave Florida State another reason to want to leave, right? I mean, that's another reason we want out of this conference. We're undefeated and we can't get in because it's it. No, it had to do with your quarterback. It was nothing personal against you at all. And so, by the way, I would love to know, you know, we sit here and we hear the Board of Trustees leaks out because those guys all have the biggest mouth around. Not all of them, but a lot of them. They're the ones that like to pretend like they're like own a piece of the team and stuff in college football. They're the ones who do all the yapping, and we've seen it up at Florida State. I'd love to hear what the head coach has to say. You know, you better be careful and make sure before you try to get out of a conference, somebody wants you. You should just make sure of that. And I don't
have
know.
Have you seen the reports that have come out?
I have.
The
That's what I said.
Brett McMurphy and others, and it's like, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're getting, you know, someone's not advising them correctly here or they're trying to get to the Big 12. Like, I don't know what they're doing over there at this point.
Sometimes our parents think we're better than we really are. Look, man, I want to keep the conference together. I don't want to lose anybody. Hell, I wouldn't even.
You want to be with somebody who don't want to be with you?
No, I
okay.
don't.
All right.
I don't want that. No. But, you know, I don't know how everybody feels about Cal and Stanford. One way or the other.
They're all just gobbling up one another.
No, they are.
I mean,
I just wish they could have gobbled earlier and got a little something different, a little different taste.
You know what's funny? I covered University of Miami during their move to the ACC. And at that time, you know, Donna Shalala was behind it. And it made sense logistically.
Well, you had to get out of the...
Yeah, you had. I mean,
Big East.
I mean, Big East. You were holding up the Big East, but there was new contracts coming down the pipeline, and TV deals and TV networks, and the Big East wasn't able to carry that mantle.
No way.
So the ACC was the right thing to do from an academic standpoint, from a logistical standpoint. And it's a powerful conference, basketball and football. Now, all of a sudden, just because the SEC is this big juggernaut, the ACC the ACC isn't chopped liver. They won championships with Clemson State. They won championships with Florida State. It's the University of Miami that's really not carried their weight from a football standpoint. But if University of Miami, FSU, Clemson were the powerhouses that they're supposed to be in football, ACC would be just fine.
You're right. I don't disagree. UM, Florida State really hasn't done their part till recently, and looked like they finally hit a home run on this coach.
They had the Jameis Winston run. Jameis Winston was one of the hottest quarterbacks after Tim Tebow. So, you know, yeah, he flamed out in the NFL, or not flamed out, but he just wasn't that guy in the NFL. But he was a great talent in college. To me, it comes down to the quarterback. If you look at all these quarterbacks, if Cam Ward is who he's supposed to be, then the University of Miami builds a good team around him and gets good coaching and it doesn't get depleted by injuries, the ACC will be one of the premier leagues in college football.
Well, they desperately need, I would agree, to get the credibility is they need. And when they put this thing together, the old thought was, wow, Florida State, Miami, we are going to have one hell, because, you know, they were going back and forth and it was great stuff. And Clemson had a nice team and was doing it. And it just hasn't been. And by the way, Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us a little bit later in the show. We'll be in here. Man, if you don't get it done this year and they don't improve a lot, you know, we're done now with the divisions. It's just the top two records. I think just pretty much across the board now everybody's doing. The SEC is also doing it now. It's no longer it's just going to be who's got the two best records in the conference.
Yep. Don't matter if you played already.
You get it. So you play well in those conference games, you're in good shape. And that's what Miami has to do. Got to win all those games, those close games. And I'm not saying you got to blow everybody out every week. You just got to win these frigging games. Just win them. Hey, so anyway, I know early on it looks like everybody's got Clemson and Florida State as the two favorites. It looks like Louisville's in there as well. And listen, man, Miami, hard for me to look at everybody's roster and not think that Miami doesn't have a chance to be at the top. I know you got to learn how to do it. You got to learn to win and all that stuff and leadership. I do believe leadership's important. I heard a bunch of talk about leadership in the SEC. I listened to some of that stuff. It was kind of a dead time and everybody was talking to coaches. But I do agree, the leadership of players, not leadership by a head coach, but getting the right guys in there. And you know what? I think you'd agree, Omar. That leadership thing, even in the pros, it's got value, man. I was looking back at our teams. Like, guys didn't stray too much, man. Our leadership, most of the stuff the coach, I'm guessing, didn't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
I had a leadership story that, you know, I'm trying to think how to say this without getting in trouble. So I was thinking about this leadership thing and going to the Dolphins back in the 80s. It was a crazy time, man. It was a crazy time down here. It was a crazy time for young guys to be married in serious relationships. And I'm not, you know, just because I didn't do real well in the 80s in relationships, but we had a guy fell in love with a cheerleader.
Cheerleader, okay. Better than an entertainment dancer.
No, the cheerleaders were, you know, they were pretty much always been real pretty girls for the Dolphins. And
were you guys not allowed to date them? Or they not allowed to date you?
I believe back then
they were off limits, Joe.
I can't remember if that.
You didn't pay attention.
They might have been.
You didn't care.
Well, they were just around a lot. And I dated one. I mean, I'm not, in case somebody out there thinks I'm not going to throw myself under the bus, but for a very, very short period of time.
Was it really dating, Joe?
I'm no.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't. Wasn't what you would call normal dating situation.
No. You know. So you went out with her. You weren't dating.
But
her.
we had a guy went home and said, "Hey, I'm kind of thinking about moving out from this," and it caused
a marriage. And he was leaving his marriage for.
He thought he had fallen for somebody.
Oh, okay.
And so we had some players that literally grabbed him, went to a club and grabbed him out, took him out of the club. So listen, man, this is a stupid decision, you know, and took him and literally, I mean, they explained to him like, look, your stuff now, because she was friends with all the other wives. This is going to cause, you know, nobody ever thinks about that side of this. We got little problems when, you know, you do this, and now everybody thinks. everybody's doing that.
Yeah, of course.
And we got chaos around.
The wives and girlfriends,
you're showing
talk.
Up. You're going to practice, and you know you got drama that's just not needed. It's hard enough to win to throw now all of a sudden. You know, I'm thinking about leaving you if this stuff's true, and now you got all that stuff, and you know.
And wives are asking husbands questions.
No,
let
me tell you, yeah.
No, I've been there. I lived it.
So I'm just saying, so we had a little bit of that, but those guys, man, I got some guys I got great respect for that put that stuff out and kept our teams together. That's leadership, man.
Yeah, no.
That you go in a club.
It's not just football stuff you need that leadership for.
So when people say, oh, what's that? Listen, man, leadership's got a lot of different qualities. Where a guy that's about his business grabs a young guy and says, hey, you're not going to tell me, I'll fight you. You need to get out of this. She's a hoe, got no shot, and get your ass out of here.
Mm-hmm. Temptress every time.
And listen, man, I just we had great leaders. We had great leaders on our team, and I do believe in the Terrans.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the Raheems.
Yeah,
they got some quality dudes, man, on that team.
Calais, Jalen, hopefully, and Tua. Yeah, they have Tyreek.
I don't know about
Tua. Let's not throw Tyreek out of there. Tyreek is a tone setter. I don't know if he's a leader, but hopefully he matures and becomes a leader.
Oh, listen, I always say this, man, on the football field, I want Tyreek to lead me out every game on the football field. Now,
phenomenal weapon.
The other stuff, you know, is what it is.
Here's the thing. Tyreek really does very little harm, except for, you know, fighting boat captains or, I don't know, or running over.
It would be... It would be nice in an off season
not to have any Tyreek drama.
Just have Tyreek and a wife in a picture of him having the kid or on vacation or on.
Yeah, he went some vacation.
But nothing else. I don't want anything else leaked out. I don't want anything else. I don't want any other drama.
No other baby.
Just simplify. He has said, like last year, he said, I want to cut it out, man.
Yeah.
He didn't quite get there.
Nah.
Anyway, hey, right now, before he. Before we continue on, there's that leadership's got
it. Leadership, Teron is to me the alpha male of that team.
I agree.
And Teron is going to set the tone.
I got to tell you, that left tackle that they have, and they got Patrick Paul in the second round from Houston, he lucky guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a lucky guy to have Teron.
Have you ever seen that situation where the team, you know, there's an established player, and then the team drafts his replacement, and the guy is supposed to mentor and teach up that player, and he basically says, nah, I ain't teaching you nothing.
I have seen guys that didn't like that refused, that guys would say, don't ask me, go ask your coach. I have seen that.
Yeah, during your playing days?
Yes.
It's always a different, weird dynamic.
But most of the time, I think guys want to help guys.
Yeah, most of the time. But then when you know—
because if you're good, you're like, hey, man—
job.
Yeah.
This guy's here to take my job. Teron knows.
Hey, I was rooming with David Woodley when Dan Marino came in and threw his first pass in a practice.
Yeah, he knew?
Everybody knew.
Yeah.
Everybody knew. Said, did he just have a great day? And I go, I don't think so. I think he throws it like this every day. All right, right now. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. First of all, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I love talking about it around the clock and all the great stuff they've been doing for a long, long time. Going back to Big Daddy Lenny, 35, 36 years now, man. Trained and certified technicians about great work every day. You know, I've sat in that office. I've been out to dinner with Big Daddy Lenny before we lost him. And it was always built and always talked about company first. It was about great service, 7 days a week. It was about sometimes even late at night, somebody wanted an air conditioning unit in. It was about on the weekends, I need somebody to come out. And that's what Air Around the Clock was built on. And listen, it hasn't changed. When it comes to air conditioning problems and plumbing problems, they've got trained and certified technicians, 135 trucks, 35 years, and 7 days a week. That's what they're all about. For any kind of plumbing problems, they got the best plumbers in the business, licensed, experienced plumbers for any kind of problem you have. And they've had these great folks with them for a long time for any kind of air conditioning problem. I got more good news, too, because we have a warehouse here in Broward County full, full of water heaters and air conditioning units, all different sizes. I could not believe how many they have. I mean, they are stacked. And they got box trucks filled with all size Rheem water heaters ready to go out. They do things a little differently, man. It's always about same day installation. That's the goal every day. Financing plans to help you out. And great people working that are willing to work all the time. And they've been able to do it for a long, long time. Family owned still. Eric, Mike, and Chippy and the rest of them over there want to take good care of you, to take care of all of your daily problems. And it never stops, man. They never turn it off. The machine never stops over there. If you have any kind of air conditioning or plumbing problem, you can go either side. But I will tell you, man, you've seen the billboards. They're all over the place. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922 for air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And great having Woody's up at ACC Media Kickoff. It starts today. Omar and Trevor join us here this morning as we continue on. All right. So we haven't talked about one topic that you've been writing about and everybody else has as camp gets ready to start. What will Tua do if they don't get a contract done today or tomorrow? Let's go through this. A, not show up. B, show up but not do all the drills to make the point. We call it the Christian Wilkins.
Yeah.
Or three, just say screw it, and I'm going to do everything, and I think it's going to get done. And
play Mr. Nice Guy.
I'll talk about it. Yeah.
Here's what people have to understand. The off season is the time where players need to make business decisions and business moves in order to get what they want from an organization. Now, Tua played Nice Guy last year when Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow got their deals done. I'll throw Jalen Hurts in there as well.
But Tua had no choice, man, coming off the concussion thing.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
But he could have asked for a deal. He could have gotten an extension.
He had no shot. He wasn't even eligible to practice for like the first month in the offseason. But go ahead.
Okay, that's fair. So you're right.
A lot of fairs in here. That's
good. He did the admirable thing. He didn't make his contract a big deal. He said he wanted to go out there and earn it.
Yes, he did. He did.
Last year he went out there, and in my opinion, yes, people could say, oh, he didn't beat any good teams. Oh, the team belly flopped at the end of the season as if that's all on the quarterback. But he had a Pro Bowl season, led the NFL in passing yards, had the number one offense in the NFL all season, was in the MVP conversation right heading into that Baltimore game. For the second straight year, he was in the MVP conversation in December. The question is, how much do you pay him? Okay. Let's put that aside.
It's kind of hard to put that aside because I think both sides want to get a deal done, but obviously the Dolphins don't want to pay as much. Yes.
For their price, yes. And Tua wants a market deal, and I think a market deal is a fair and reasonable request. I mean, he is one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL statistically, Pro Bowler. You know, you say that was your top priority in the offseason. Okay, so why wasn't it done? So now the question is, what will Tua do to take a stand? And I'm writing a column in the Miami Herald that no deal, let's pull a Christian Wilkins. Let's participate for the first 2 weeks of training camp and give them a deadline. This is the deadline I'm working up to. If I don't have a deal done by this point, I'm going to shut it down, and I'll see you back in when it's time for the regular season. Christian participated in 2 weeks of practice, the first 2 weeks without a team. First practice of joint practice against the Atlanta Falcons.
Right.
Christian took one snap in 11-on-11 drills and then sat out the rest of the work.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. So you don't have a problem with that if Tua does it?
No, I don't have a problem.
Okay, I'm with you. I encourage him because you have to take a stand at some point if the organization doesn't want to take care of you, and that's ultimately what they're saying.
Well, he's putting heat back on the team in a big way.
Absolutely.
And by the way, the players, I tell everybody, because everybody wants to know, hey, what do the players really think of Tua? I go, they really like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, no. I'm sorry. I go, no. They respect him a lot on both sides of the football. He gets great respect. As a matter of fact, here's Teron Armstead on a podcast talking about Tua Tagovailoa.
Do you think he deserves to be paid on par with the best in the league?
Of course. Of course. Yeah. No, it's going to happen. You know, we stay out of the numbers and negotiations, but it's going to happen. We need Tua to go anywhere that we're trying to go. All our dreams, goals, and aspirations is reliant on number one. And the Dolphins know that. The organization know that. The city, the league. So the way they iron out the numbers, all that. Negotiation gets tough in contracts.
Yeah.
Teams start to bring up bad plays, bad games, injuries. You start to get offended. Like, oh, man, that's how you really feel? But it's leverage. And once you peel back those layers and you keep it about the business, it'll get done.
There you have it from maybe the leader of leaders.
The alpha of the alphas. And understand that there's a text message chain, you know, a group chat, where all the heavy hitters on the Dolphins and the money players, they talk amongst each other. They know exactly what's happening in this situation. They know exactly what's offered. So, and these players are united behind Tua. And I think that as a team, they're going to make a public stand.
One thing everybody in the league knows, you're only going in the new league more now than ever as far as that quarterback's going to take you. No matter who's playing, no matter what the system is, who the head coach is, you got to have a quarterback.
Yes.
We got in a Jalen Hurts conversation yesterday about his drop-off last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yeah, man, he's got to bounce back. He's got to bounce back. They went out and re-signed one guy, got extended a contract, redid a contract on one side, and gave the number two guy a brand new contract. So
yep. They took care and added a tailback. Saquon Barkley. They got a hell of a team. They have a hell of a team. Now the question is, why did they fall flat like they did last year? He went from 101.5 passer rated quarterback to an 89.1 passer rated quarterback.
He looked lost in that offense. I don't know the system.
15 interceptions that year.
They've redone everything. He's still obviously a great runner. Mm-hmm. You know, but
when you blitz him, he can't read a defense. He always goes to his left, and they were going after his left the whole time. That's what happened.
Well, they find out something that you can't do. You're going to get kind of like a pitcher going after a hitter. There's, you know, he can't hit a certain pitch. You get a heavy dose of it. The league is the league's the same way. I think a lot of people think if you get the Miami Dolphins and Tua out of his first read that where he's going. And now he's got to scramble a little bit.
If you got the cornerbacks to press him, you might have something. Press him and play cover two and get pressure with four, which Baltimore can do. I mean, Baltimore can do it, and Buffalo could do it, and Tennessee could do it as well. If you could press him, play cover two, and rush and get pressure with four, you could beat Tua. But that's a whole lot of stuff.
Listen, just getting back to his situation, they don't want, and they must know it. I can't believe the people don't know what they potentially are in for.
What do you mean?
I don't think he'll hold out. I don't think he'll stay away from camp. That would surprise me.
He's not going to hold out because it's financially doesn't benefit him to hold out. In this new CBA, you get fined $50,000 a day if you hold out from camp, and it cannot be rescinded. You cannot say, oh, okay, we're going to forgive this fine.
But I do think he could do the Christian Wilkins special. Be out there, do a couple drills. How do you feel about this? And they'll obviously talk so they don't get ambushed during a practice. Like, I'm out. No. They'll talk ahead of time. Michael talked to him.
Yep.
And
if they're not already talking, Tua should let it should be known. Hey,
that thing could get done the next few days.
And the minute before, it could get done 10 minutes before he walks out there. And I don't think the start of training camp is the deadline. I don't think that's the real deadline. I think it's the start of the regular season. Because if I have staggered deadlines, I would like the deal done before the start of training camp so I don't have to talk about it and be bombarded with questions and give you the market is the market. But
I do love that. Woody loves
I do,
that.
I love that, too. I mean,
do love that. Hey, let me ask you guys a question about this Tua thing. Doesn't he hold all the leverage in this situation, like Teron was saying? Because the Dolphins have no other option should he sit out. Like, that's why if I were Tua, I'd play hardball. I'd sit out at this point and just make them come up with the money. They have Joe always talks about they're all in with this roster that they have. They have no other option.
They don't have any other option. However, Tua doesn't have the leverage because they've got him locked up for $23 million this season. He's going to get $1.3 million per game. That's the highest paycheck he's ever received. He's not like he's making pennies. I believe he's going to be the second highest paid Dolphin on the team behind Jalen Ramsey this year. But outside of that,
I think he got a lot of leverage. I understand all that. I think he's got a lot of leverage.
I just have no other option.
He wins a PR war every day. Team sensitive to that. And they got an owner, by the way. Let's just get past everything that's going on at that stadium.
Okay.
They got an owner up in Palm Beach now, mostly. That dude wants to win right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's got to be calling his guys, and they're calling him. Because he's going to be involved in this because it's going to be a lot of money. It's going to be the biggest contract he's ever been involved with. It'll be the biggest contract in the history of this franchise.
Yes, it will.
So I think Tua, and he's got a lot of confidence. You can see the way, you know, it's a different Tua, man, from when he first got here. And he said, I don't really know what's going on to where he is right now. I think Tua's holding a lot of cards.
Okay, he's holding.
He's
some
pretty
cards.
Good if we're
he's
going. If we're getting ready to play poker,
all the cards. Unless you want to start, you know, your backup quarterback to start the season, he's holding all the cards.
No,
but at
he's
what
not.
Point does this start to look, Omar? What point does this start to look bad for the organization?
It already looks bad.
Players coming out. This is just an embarrassing situation. All these other, you know,
nah, I don't know about this. You always throw the embarrassing thing here, and we haven't even started a year, and you're throwing embarrassment out. Stop it.
Jared Goff gets paid. All these guys have gotten paid. Like, at what point do you just, like, you know, suck it up and give this guy what he's looking for?
Let me tell you when it looks bad for the organization and embarrassing for the organization. You don't win games.
Yep.
You want to get to the real bottom of, like, you're going to get a reaction from people? You don't win games.
My concern is that if he holds out from he's not going to hold out from camp. But
that
if
would
he,
surprise me.
If he holds in and limits his participation, it could stifle and impact the offense, and then you could potentially get off to a slow start. You don't want that. That's Chris Greer's worst nightmare. That's Mike McDaniel's worst nightmare. But if you're Tua, you could play on $23.1 million.
I don't see it.
But wouldn't it be better to have $140 million guaranteed? I'm not. And that's the thing. That's the leverage they're holding over his head.
They're trying that one like, hey, you telling me that? No, I get it. And you're going to have to worry about the injury stuff. You can go out and let it go. Yeah. Hey, listen, we got to go to break. We're running super late here. Woody, doesn't matter where he is, man. He's got Hollywood's headlines coming up for us. We'll have all that stuff and catch up with Woody. Up in Charlotte, getting set for the ACC media kickoff up there. Omar's in the studio. Don Bailey Jr., the Carpet King, the flooring man of South Florida, will join us in a 9 o'clock hour. I got a story. You're not going to believe what happened. We ended up with the wrong damn credit cards. I can't believe it. And you know what I did? I took my family out and ate dinner on his credit card. I didn't know. I swear, DBJ. I had no idea. Hey, man, right now we got to go to break. We're running super late. We'll be back in a moment.
And now it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today from Charlotte after no sleep and a real bad experience on your airline trip?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm excited to get to some headlines because we actually have some good stuff here. Did you guys happen to catch USA basketball over the weekend?
I saw it.
Had a battle.
Oh, Lord. By the way, the guy missed a shot, and they got the rebound to win. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, what a game that was. I got to tell you guys, though, I have just such the utmost respect for LeBron James, who is just absolutely killing himself out there in an international friendly. Guy has played, 30 years of professional basketball where you add the playoffs and the Olympics and everything. And this guy, he puts the team on his back and goes out there and does all that. And, again, a game that doesn't even matter. I just thought that was absolutely incredible.
So let me follow it up because this is a question I got. Where all those good players come from, Sudan? Where the hell did they come from? They look like they had a bunch of good players. They were knocking down shots going, we ain't going away.
I don't know, Joe. I think they might have taken him too lightly as 43.5 point favorites.
Were they really 43.5? Oh.
Yeah.
They weren't.
Must have had a winning ticket. They weren't covered.
They weren't worried about getting autographs after the damn game. They're trying to win that damn game.
So USA will play one more against Germany today, their final tune-up game. Kevin Durant is expected back, by the way, today, and then off to the Olympics. Start next week.
They might have a couple good games. I thought they'd all be, man, maybe some of these games are going to be a little more competitive than I thought originally. We'll see.
All right, we are heading off to Formula One now, and we had the seventh different winner in 13 races this season. Guys, it hasn't been all Max anymore. Oscar Piastri from McLaren won the Hungarian Grand Prix. It was a very feisty day out there on the track, but he was the winner yesterday. A pretty cool race. And how about this, by the way? Max Verstappen, I mentioned he got a little feisty out there. He was really angry yesterday as he was getting accused of basically pulling an all-nighter. Apparently he's a big video game guy.
Ooh. Yeah.
And they said he was up gaming till like 3 in the morning before the race. And, you know, it's funny because obviously he's sponsored by Red Bull.
Right?
Like the opposite of sleep. So I just thought that was funny. But very feisty Formula One race there over the weekend.
Did he and Lewis Hamilton have some problems or no? Did I see?
He did. Everyone had problems. There's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, he bumped Max in the race. There was like, who did it? You know, was it Lewis? Was it Max? Lewis, by the way, has come on very strong here.
Okay.
So he gave him the chrome horn, I guess.
Move.
All right, good. All right, so Max can't win every race. It's good. It's good to hear.
This one's all yours, Joe. Jake Paul did it again. Knocked out some stiff named Mike Perry in the sixth round in a fight that I don't know who watched it, but it was on over the weekend.
I just want to see him fight Tyson. I want this Tyson fight to happen
so bad. I think that's the wrong Paul brother, isn't it?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Which Paul?
Well, it doesn't really matter. To Omar's point, Omar wants to see both those brothers get knocked out.
Yes, I do.
In the same one.
I know Tyson's an old dinosaur at this point, but
he better get him earlier. This kid's gonna beat him up.
I mean, it takes one punch from Mike Tyson though to knock you out.
I don't know, man.
He's still one of the baddest men on earth.
Are you still the baddest man when you're damn near 60? Come on, man.
Guy had an issue on an airplane, man. Had to get like a doctor to come help him. Like,
all right, I still dream.
No, they'll probably all right. 2 million pay-per-views probably for that thing.
Joe, you asked this to me the other day. You asked me how many people were playing the college football game.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did ask.
Which, by the way, they got a nice setup upstairs with this college football game I'm going to check out later today.
They should be giving you one.
How about this?
Take it home.
Well, if you you wanted to download the game early, you had to pay $99 for the deluxe edition. So anyone who's been playing early, that was 3 days early. You had to buy the $99 edition of the game. Guys, they sold 2.2 million copies of that.
Did they really? Good God.
Yeah. Good portion going to the players, finally.
And that is just the early one.
Good portion going to the players, finally. So
You break that down, and it's not very much money. Yeah, just a few hundred friggin' dollars.
Hey, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, I think they got like $500 and a copy of the game for opting in.
10 billion players. Go get your money.
Speaking of money,
all right.
Are you wearing the Jordan 11s? Did you pack them on this trip? Because I told you, you need to wear them to impress people.
What are you going
to
do with those Jordan 11s? You going to wear them or are you just going to put them away?
They're put away at the moment. I'm wearing the Air Joe Roses on this trip. I'm wearing the Hokas.
I really got to try the Hokas because are they really that comfortable?
They are comfortable, few people, a few of my friends have said.
Grandpa shoes?
You look like an old man wearing no shoes.
I know. They're horrible looking.
I don't
looking.
Care.
Are they that comfortable, though?
I got another pair on today.
I saw the white one, yeah.
You are sacrificing style for comfort when you buy those shoes.
I got old man feet, I'm considering
Thank you.
It.
Well, if you had surgeries on your feet, then hell, they're for you.
I'm considering going to orthopedic old man shoes. You know who wears old man shoes? Perk. Always Perk. With the old man shoes.
Perk's part of the old guy club.
Yeah,
now. Come on.
But he was wearing them when he was a young guy. Perk wears two pairs of shoes. You should get on him about it. He only buys two pairs of shoes, and they're hard to find.
Wow.
Old man orthopedic shoes.
It's all right.
I'm in that club now, too. I'm getting there. I can't wear every shoe, Joe.
These, for a lot of walking, these win for me.
I'm going to have to try a pair on. No.
And by the way, I got a few of them. Yeah. I don't know how the company's doing, but keep making them. My feet like them. All right.
They need a better designer.
I think they're doing pretty well, actually. They're cutting into Nike sales. I know that. All right, Joe, this one, I feel like this is custom tailored to you here today, headlines.
Now?
But yeah. We had a Barry Bonds jersey worn during games 3, 4, and 5 of the 2002 World Series. Any thoughts on what somebody paid for that?
$158,600,
the most expensive Bonds uniform ever sold at auction.
You get the needle with it?
Nice.
They get a big head cap.
No, you do get that with his 60th home run bat, though. That sold for almost $87,000.
Yeah. Okay. Not interested. I do love my San Francisco Giants, but...
Here you go, Joe. You might have been interested in this item. This is all for you today, Joe. It's all
what
for
else you have?
Yeah. Rafael Nadal's shirt. He won his first ever Grand Slam at the 2005
US Open.
Oh,
Joe's bidding on that. Joe's bidding on that.
What?
The question is, does he buy it and wear it when he goes out to play Ira?
How's Winderman's game doing?
It's a sleeveless shirt, though,
Joe. I haven't seen Ira. Matter of fact, I heard him asking questions in Summer League basketball. So I know Ira's covering
Vegas?
That summer league basketball.
So okay,
you know Ira ain't missing anything.
I know he's not.
Ira will stop playing between games if he thinks he's going to miss something to sprint to his phone to make sure somebody didn't sign or get released or
Absolutely.
Something.
But this is his time to be playing. This is time to get in shape.
I don't know, man. He's afraid something might happen in that summer league basketball. They're not going to outwork.
That shirt, by the way, Joe, if you want to wear that to play tennis, out there on
he
the
and I are different sizes.
Plantation,
that's not going to happen.
That's going to run you $100,000.
Is that what it was? Is?
It'll be the most expensive tennis outfit you've ever purchased.
Oh, Woody. Good God, man. Well, you got a lot of stuff, man, this morning.
It was a big weekend.
Yeah, a little buildup over the weekend is what you had.
A lot of buildup.
Yeah, never want that. All right, 8 o'clock hours coming up here, man. We got a lot more stuff. To get to. What did you get? Did you get some caffeine up there?
I did. So Bob is here, Joe. You know our friend Bob.
I love Bob, man. I spend a lot of time together talking. Family and kids living with him, the whole deal. Yeah, I love Bob.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's here with us this week, and he actually had one of those little shots of 5-hour energy. I took that, and I feel
you know,
like
I don't think he was a coffee guy. I think I was offering him coffees, and he wasn't taking them. You're right. Drives like an hour to get there every day, and was there before I was in the morning. Yeah, that guy, he's old school, man. Love that guy. Love you. Tell him I said hello for sure.
He's right here. He hears you.
All right, good. All right. Well, listen, we've tell me the kid's still with him, or did he finally get rid of him? Just ask him that. Did you get rid of those kids, or no? He still got them at the house.
He said no. No go. No go.
Oh, Woody. All right, hey, we're not messing around here. We got to continue on. We're going to take a second, though, before we do. I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Doesn't matter who you are, man. If you're dealing with ED and low T, it sucks. That's all I can tell you. I had it. And you know what? So first of all, you're embarrassed because you don't want to tell anybody when this is going on. And apologizing to my wife and she's going, oh, you're probably just tired and stressed out. And I was like, honey, you're making excuses for me. It's terrible. I have no energy, nothing. It's bad. It's real bad right now. Well, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic to find out, yes, it's very normal. Yes, it's going to happen to every guy out there sooner or later. The question is, what are you going to do? Are you just going to go, well, it's getting close to retirement, so this is what happens? And I don't know about you. I want to have more energy to work out. I want to chase my beautiful wife around. I want to have all that fun. I want you to schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation, a Florida licensed medical provider, a teen, a PSA test. All the guys on Friday. Fantastic. And if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. We want you to reach all your goals. Yeah, knock out ED and low T. You know what happens to guys in their late 30s, early 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s? Sooner or later, it happens to all of us. And when it does, you got to make a decision. I hope it's Atlantic Men's Clinic because my results were so great from 6 months ago. And I feel so good, I want to tell everybody out there, man, it works when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
This hour of the Joe Rose Show on WQAM is sponsored by...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.